You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Pleased to be joined in the studio this morning by JoLynn Miller. She is a spokesperson for the first ever Tuolumne County Volunteer Fair that is going to be held tomorrow at the Motherlode Fairgrounds from 3 through 6 in the evening. Good morning, JoLynn.
Good morning.
There's a reason that this volunteer fair is being held during the month of April. What is that?
It is National Volunteer Month, and last week was National Volunteer Week. We just couldn't get the fairgrounds that day.
All right. I love this concept of this first ever volunteer fair. Explain it to us. What is the volunteer fair all about?
Well, first it came about because Leadership Tuolumne County is a class of individuals in the community that is trying to get to know their community. And part of the class is giving back to the community through a service project. And so our group is 15 people, and we had to decide on a project. Different people wanted to do different things. Some people wanted to help the homeless. Some people wanted to help youth. Some people wanted to help veterans. And so getting 15 people to decide what they wanted to do was really difficult. And so we heard through all these organizations that we met, everybody needed volunteers. So this was a way to get all these organizations help instead of just helping one group of people.
Were you surprised by the number of volunteer organizations in Tuolumne County?
I wasn't surprised because I personally help work in a volunteer organization. I'm the 4-H Youth Development Advisor, so I knew how many organizations and nonprofits there were. But it was really great to hear that all the other organizations are having issues with getting volunteers as well.
So how many volunteer organizations are participating in this first ever volunteer fair tomorrow?
We have over 70 signed up, but we have at least 4 or 5 beyond that that have contacted us since the deadline that we just can't accommodate. So we know people are interested. We know organizations are interested, and they want people to come volunteer with them.
Specifically at the Motherlode Fairgrounds, where is this going to take place at?
In the John Muir Building, the big building.
70 organizations, yes. All in the John Muir Building? All right, and what are the benefits of volunteering with local groups and organizations?
Man, there's so many benefits to volunteering. There's health benefits for the volunteer themselves. People are healthier because they're socializing, they're giving back to their community, they're out and active. There's benefits in terms of a path to employment. So people that are either out of the workforce and currently or in school through high school or college, if they're volunteering in a field that they're interested in, have a higher chance of getting jobs once they try to re-enter the workforce. And then, of course, the benefits to the community. Research shows that communities that have high numbers of volunteer organizations are able to withstand recessions and things like that as well.
The volunteer fair tomorrow from 3 p.m. through 6 p.m. is free to the public. What specific age categories are you looking for?
Really any. So we have, when we interviewed or when we took our surveys of the volunteers, they could say whether they were family friendly or not. And so some organizations are going to say that they have volunteer opportunities for kids and families. Some are going to say you have to be over 18. Some are going to say they need any age, any skills.
So those who are attending, should they bring anything with them?
They probably will want to bring something like a business card if they have it, to give their information, pads of paper and pens to write down information. But most of these organizations are really good at outreach, so they'll probably have flyers and things for people to take home.
How about a telephone number for more information?
You can always call my office. I'm the 4-H Youth Development Advisor, but my office is 209-533-5686, and I can give you more information about the volunteer fair or the Leadership Tuolumne County class that I'm a part of.
And with this being the first ever Tuolumne County Volunteer Fair, do you see this continuing?
You know, there's big interest for it. I think for us, it's whether or not there's a lasting impact. So we need the community members to show up and start connecting with these organizations. We'll definitely be following through with these organizations in a few months. If they feel that it was worthwhile to them, then we will work on getting some funding to continue it.
JoLynn, is there anything else before we wrap this up?
I think the biggest thing right now is these organizations definitely need and want volunteers, and so we need to get the community out and connect them to the organizations that they're passionate about.
The first ever Tuolumne County Volunteer Fair takes place tomorrow, Thursday, from 3 through 6 p.m. Motherlode Fairgrounds in Sonora. We have been speaking with Jolynn Miller, spokesperson for the first ever Tuolumne County Volunteer Fair. Jolynn, great to see you.
Great to see you. Thank you so much.